Yeah, it is 2024, and there are a ton of graduates who are coming out of their colleges who are used to doing tons and tons and tons of things on their phone, if not everything. I mean, if we're being quite honest, they do everything on their phone, right? And you want to hire these folks, put them in your organization, and then slow them down. And what I mean is they get used to a certain level of quality, if you will, when they use the internet, even just on their phone. I got to keep repeating phone because that's where most people use the internet. At least most of these graduates that I'm talking about, right? They come to your organization, you sit them in front of a desk, and then everything slows down. They can't get certain things done. Paperwork is moving and taking too long, and they're probably wondering to themselves, why are you even using paperwork? Then they're like, you tell them to run a process. They get on a computer to run this process, and the process is just terrible. And they're like, yo, I could get way more work done on this with all the cool apps that I know how to use and better apps on my phone. Like, I can get more work done by doing that. Now, I understand that security is an issue. So I'm not talking about slowing folks down with security. I'm talking about slowing folks down with the apps that you present them with and the processes that you run. That's what this episode is about. My name is Thurman Trotman. Welcome to the SharePoint Help Desk Podcast. I am going to apologize again to my returning folks because I did it again. I said I was going to be publishing every 2 weeks. I was not able to stick to that schedule. I apologize. Number two, to my new folks here, I am the guy who, you know, says that he's going to drop this episode, these episodes at a certain pace, and then I don't do it. But I'm also the guy who loves SharePoint. I eat, sleep, and breathe SharePoint. And I try to teach you about strategic things surrounding SharePoint here on this show, not necessarily the tech. If you want to see the tech, go to my YouTube channel. The link will be in the show notes. So, okay, I keep talking about this process, right? I want to give an example. Let's say that this new graduate is trying to get a job at the YMCA, right? A little summer job or whatever. The first thing they're going to do is go to a website, the YMCA website, their local YMCA website. Then they're going to look up summer jobs. They're going to find some link, look up summer jobs, whatever. Then they will they'll find it. They'll get the information. And then this thing is going to say, okay, give us your information, fill out this application so that we can, you know, have your information and call you. They're going to hit a button. It's going to take them to a form. They put their information into this form. Then they hit submit. Go on about their business. And they might get a, not even might, they probably highly likely will get a email confirmation that says, hey, thank you for submitting your application to the Y. We will hopefully be hearing from you, or you'll hopefully be hearing from us soon, blah, 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 blah. Bunch of information. That process right there was done on the person's phone. It was smooth and seamless. And it is a habit that we've all built in the world to know that we can make that transaction. We can go to a site, fill out a form, hit a button. Our information goes into some, you know, magical system somewhere, and then we get a confirmation email. That's just the habit of what we do nowadays, right? So when these folks get hired and come to your organization, why is it standard to do something different and just make them think, yo, I'm in an organization that is just backwards and slow. What are we doing here? And here's what I mean. Let's say that same situation happened where you need the serial numbers for everybody's computer. You know, I like to use this example all the time. So this new person is ready to collect serial numbers of the computers inside of their organization. Now, what they're probably going to get taught by someone in this organization is to spin up a spreadsheet and take the spreadsheet, and that's where we start. We start with a spreadsheet. We send it out. We ask people to fill in the information that we've put inside, we've asked for inside of the spreadsheet. They send it back, blah, 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 this whole thing, right? And then that person has to take the time out to copy and paste into the spreadsheet. That is the training that we are giving these folks who come to the organization. These folks who use their phones, use their computers, and speed through things like this with efficiency. We're telling them, at this place where we're supposed to be following a mission, supporting customers, that the fastest we can do is this email with spreadsheet trade-off thing that we're doing. That's the message you're sending when you tell them, hey, this is how we do it with this spreadsheet. Now, let's say I'm going to give you a different situation where that recruit that you've put at your organization, they've worked with me, right? They would come in and they would say, okay, I need to get the serial numbers. So what they would do is create a list, a SharePoint list. But this SharePoint list probably exists on a site. So let's say that there's a site for all the IT equipment, you know what I mean? And it just exists in the Microsoft 365 suite. And on this site, there's a bunch of resources that you can find in addition to a button that says click here to turn it to let us know about your serial number or something like that on your computer, whatever, right? Now, this is a process that they can use and they can become familiar with, and we can feel confident training these folks to do this instead. Because here's what happens. When they request the serial numbers, you go to a site just like they went to a site for the YMCA. You look around and you see what you need, just like they looked around on the YMCA site and found what they needed. And then you hit a button, you fill in some information, you hit save, and now your information has magically gone somewhere. Same thing, just like when the new recruit magically put their information into the YMCA site. By the way, the magical place is just a database, to clear that up for anybody. I try to keep it low on the tech and more so just talking strategy. But in SharePoint, your information doesn't go into a list. It'll actually be going into, a database. It'll be going into a list, a SharePoint list to be exact. So you've submitted your serial number information and you've put it inside of the system. Now, what if you got a confirmation email saying the CIO office, or whatever you call the IT office in your organization, the IT office has received your submission for serial number. Thank you. We'll be in contact with you shortly, or something like that. Whatever. That process right there marries up to the new recruits process when they're like, you know, they just signed up for their summer job at the YMCA. But because a new person doesn't know any better, they're not going to sit there and go, your process stinks. Why are we doing this? They might think that there is some legit reason that they have to be doing that. Now, don't get me wrong. Again, the real legit reason that things are supposed to happen is security. So security will change processes. That is not up for debate. There's no confusion there. Security can slow some things down, but that's okay because, again, it's because of security. But this recruit might think, one, this sucks, but it must be a reason. Or two, this sucks, but I'm not saying anything. I'm the new person on the block. I'm not trying to, ruffle any feathers. This is the position that you're putting this person in. And we have to get out of that. The person that I'm speaking to right now is not the new recruit. Right now, I'm speaking to the person who's been at the organization, project manager. You've been there already. And you've done this same thing that I've talked about. But you don't know a better way out. You just have always known, oh, well, I just, create a spreadsheet and go that way. Look, I always say it's going to get the job done. That's fine. You will get the job done. Cool. But there's a better way. And I'm going to present you with that better way and hope that you might take my advice. That better way that I'm talking about is SharePoint. SharePoint allows you to do multiple things. One of those things is create a site. The other thing is create a list. If you think of a list like a database, it's not, but you can think of it like that. You think of a list like a database. What the database does is it gives you somewhere to capture the information. But remember, when the person was on the YMCA site, the new recruit, when they filled out the application, that right there is called a form. So it's basically an interface where you see like these fields and you get to put your information into it. And then when you're done, you hit save or submit or whatever. When you create a SharePoint list, you automatically get a form with it as well, just like the YMCA site. So you get to present people with the form and make them put in their information in there and then hit submit. So you get all of these things out of the box with SharePoint, where Excel doesn't work that way. Excel is not the place where you should be collecting information or even putting your data directly into that. I made an episode about that. You could definitely find that in the catalog. So what you want to do is make a SharePoint list and then put it on the SharePoint site. The reason why I keep harping on a SharePoint site is because, again, it's 2024. How long have we been using websites to do a thing? If I want to sign up for the summer job, I'm going to go to YMCA dot whatever it is for the local spot. That's where I'm going to go. I'm going to go to their site. If I'm interacting with an organization and they're telling me, oh, okay, well, we do offer 20% off, but you got to sign up for the email list. Just go to the site. You'll see it pop up. That's normal jargon. That's understandable. This is not 20, 30 years ago where you go, hey, if you go to, all right, check this out. Go to www.mystore.com. It's going to load up. Then I want you to do this and do this and do this. And then when you do this, an email, you got to check your email inbox because we're going to send you an automated email. And then you have to click a link inside of that email to confirm, like a whole thing. That is commonplace these days. You don't have to say that anymore. You don't have to, explain the details of how the internet works and forms and data and emails. Like, we don't have to do that. But in an organization where you work, it is highly likely that that is not your process for collecting information. You do the spreadsheet way. Get out of that process. You can absolutely start by just Googling. You can find any information you want on this when it comes to SharePoint. And that's another thing too. The reason why I harp on SharePoint is because a lot of organizations use the Microsoft 365 suite. That's what I'm talking to. Are there other tools out there that's better than SharePoint? And, compare apples to apples with SharePoint, that's going to be tough. But are there other tools inside of the 365 suite that you can find elsewhere that are pretty powerful and can do cool stuff? Yes, but your organization is already paying for Microsoft 365. So that's why I tell you, use SharePoint. SharePoint is a tool that allows you to do a ton of things. It's way more than just a document repository. Trust me. Okay, so that's it for this show. I just wanted to harp on, what we're doing to these new folks that join our organization and how we're training them to be, less than stellar. Because once they get in there and they start touching things inside of the organization and they find out, wait a minute, this thing takes way too long and it's way too complicated, now it's over. They can't say anything because they don't want to get, looked at as crazy. And they don't even know. They don't even know, just like you don't know, that there's this thing. There's no SharePoint school. Nobody goes to SharePoint school and finds out, oh, you could do this thing. You know what I mean? It's usually, when they ask you in your resume, they'll be like, hey, are you proficient in Microsoft Office or proficient in their name specific things like Word, Excel and PowerPoint. Anyway, that's all I got. However, I do need to follow this up with some information. I have a class coming out. This class is for project managers who work in a government contracting space. And this whole time, we have opened a waiting list to everyone and said that if you get on a waiting list, you get three things, three bonuses. The bonuses are, one, you get to come to a meeting before the class starts. I'm going to show you the curriculum and then you tell me what you want to update or take away or whatever. So in other words, you get to frame the class. You get to shape it. It's going to be very specific towards everybody that attends. That's one. Then two is I'm going to give you access to my list training video, which is something that you'll definitely need to know just to understand the foundation before we start the class of what list building is all about, because it's a SharePoint list, that tool, that feature that we're going to use to build a few things in the class, your stakeholder register, your risk register, your action plan, like all these things are built using SharePoint lists. So understanding what a SharePoint list is and kind of the features of it, you definitely want to go take the training. It's not crazy long. It's just a basic training to show you how to create a list. And then we'll capitalize on that in class. The third bonus is, obviously, you know, we throw in a little bonus in there for money. So you get 20% off of the final price of the course. Now, the entire time that this list, this waiting list has been available, I didn't even publish any podcast episodes. So I didn't even get a chance to come on here and say, hey, everybody, this is what I'm doing. Join the waiting list. I'm really, really sorry. So here's what I'm going to do. Because you are listening to this and you're here at the end of the show, just shoot me an email. If you shoot me an email, I will get you all of these things that, you know, all of the bonuses. Shoot me an email and say, hey, I want to join the waiting list. And this is only exclusive to my podcast listeners. Because, again, I didn't even put this thing out. I ain't put an episode out since we done the list. This is crazy. Here's what you do. Shoot me an email and say, I heard in a podcast that I can still join the waiting list. Can I get down? Or whatever, in your own words. And that's fine. If you do that, you'll be able to get, if you do it in time, then hopefully I can still get you these things and it'll be of value. But you can still get the discount on the course. I'll still give you the list training video. And you probably, unless you're super quick on the draw, you probably won't be able to make it to the course shaping meeting, but you could get the recording. I could at least give you the recording for whatever it's worth. Yeah, just let me know. I apologize. But make sure you say, hey, want to join the waiting list? I heard about it on the podcast. And then I'll get you hooked on up. All right, that's it. This week I don't have... what's that called? I don't have LinkedIn. What is it? LinkedIn shout out. LinkedIn love. Oh, my goodness. I don't remember the name of my own segment. I don't have LinkedIn love this week. But two things that, again, I forgot to mention. So, one, if you are a veteran, you can get LinkedIn for free. LinkedIn premium 1 year for free. You know what? I'll put the link inside of the show notes. You can do that for free. I'm using it right now. And, you know, it's cool, but, you know. If anybody who actually wants premium and wants to take advantage of that, you can use it as a veteran for free for 1 year. Number two, if you use a library card, you can take your library card and get the whole entire LinkedIn Learning for free. I had to tell somebody that the other day because I know it had been like that for a while. I didn't know if they were still doing it, but I checked and they're still doing it. So if you have a library card and you want to use LinkedIn Learning, go use your library card and you get to use it for free. I will put that link inside of the show notes. Once again, thank you so much for listening. I really need to do these more often. You have no idea how much I really love like broadcasting. Like this is my thing. I'm way into this. But time is always so limited, you know what I mean? Because I got a whole bunch of things going on. For instance, this class. There's a lot going on behind the scenes. So anyway, listen, hopefully I'll see you in the class. If not, I'll talk to you next week. I'll talk to you in the near future. yeah, have a good one. I'll see y'all later.